Regina. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Suzy Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in because it is Talk to Me Thursday. We've been doing this the last several weeks, just seeing how it lands, and so far it's been fantastic. Where on Thursday's second hour, we will throw out a question to you, and you're actually the guest. We've asked the question in the past, what are you afraid of? What does your self-talk sound like? Well, today the question is, how can we pray for your prodigal? How can we pray for your prodigal? Now, that might be your child. It might be a loved one who's far from God or a friend. Love to know. But I want to just kind of put some guidelines around this. Maybe only give us their first name, if that, and be careful on the details just because we want to respect their story too. But there's something powerful when we come together and we stand together and we pray for the prodigals. One of the things that I've been praying for years is that there would be a wave of prodigals that come home and God would use these dear guys and gals, that he raised them up and they would be some of the most powerful evangelists of our time. And if you've got somebody who's far away from God, don't give up hope. Don't let that enemy lie to you about what that kind of indictment it is on you because you've got a loved one who's not near God right now. Instead, get a vision for what God might want to do through that person and the many who come back. The phone lines are open, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. We've got five copies, thanks to Moody Publishers, of Carol Barnier's book, Engaging Today's Prodigal, Clear Thinking, New Approaches, and Reasons for Hope. And I'll play some clips from Carol here in a moment. But I want to, before we take calls here, I want to share an excerpt from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. And I've also got two copies of that book. So if you want to email or call in and you get your address in, your name will go in a drawing. We'll pick five of you to get Carol's book, a couple of you to get my book. But this is an excerpt from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. My sons were all grown up. My house was empty, and my heart felt the same. Two of my sons took paths so different than I had envisioned, different than I had trained them for. Still, we enjoyed great times with our kids, and we belly laughed till our faces hurt, but my heart hurt too. The enemy's lie to me during that time was this: none of what you taught your kids stuck. They are more acquainted with your generational sins than they are with your spiritual roots, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I was tempted to believe this lie. You know why? Because it felt true. One particular day, I curled up in a ball and I cried, and I felt only defeat and discouragement. My husband did not know what to do with me. Bless his heart. He finally sat down next to me, and he spoke words I'll not soon forget. With strength and conviction, he challenged me. He said, "Why don't you fight this battle like you fight every other battle? You are not done fighting for our kids, and that enemy doesn't get to keep taunting you this way. Don't you remember who you are, whose you are? It is time to get up and fight." And he was right. I'd lost my footing because I'd lost my focus. Something rose up in me after my husband's pep talk, and I remembered once again the authority that Jesus had entrusted to me. And though there were no cameras in my house to capture the scene, I will say that my comeback play closely resembled the epic moment in the film War Room when Elizabeth decided to put that devil in his place. If you've not seen that movie yet, you must. But here's a sneak peek at her battle stance moment when she gave that enemy a piece of her mind. This is Priscilla Shire's character when she's fed up with being bullied by that enemy. And she says, "I don't know where you are, devil, but I know you can hear me. You have played with my mind and you've had your way long enough. No more. You are done. Jesus is Lord of this house, and that means there's no place for you anymore. So take your lies, your schemes, your accusations, and get out in Jesus' name. You can't have my marriage, you can't have my daughter, and you sure can't have my man. This house is under new management, and that means you are out." Isn't that amazing? That's from the film War Room. Well, things changed for me after that day. I started to pray with precision and power, and I would not be denied. The more I prayed God's promises, the more assurance, strength, and clarity fueled those prayers. Well, we all have our battles, and without them, this is what's true. We'd be weak-kneed saints who too quickly lose our footing. Trials train us to stand. Battles teach us to fight. And God's promises remind us of what's true about us and about God. Remember this, you are not defined by your prodigal's choices. Your value comes from Christ alone, and no enemy in the universe can stop you from praying God's word with authority until you take your last breath or until your prodigal comes home. Do not give up hope. That's an excerpt from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. As I said, I got a couple copies to get into your hands, as well as five copies of Engaging Today's Prodigals. It's Talk to Me Thursday. How can we pray for your prodigal? Email if you want in on the drawing, Suzy@myfaithradio.com, or call and let us stand with you and your prodigal. 877 833-2484. Melanie's checking in from Plymouth. Hey, Melanie, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
How are you today?
I am doing all right. Thank you for this topic.
Mm-hmm. How can I pray for your prodigal?
Well, I wanted to ask for prayer for our daughter. She's celebrating her 30th birthday today. And about 10 years ago, she began questioning her sexual identity. In just over a month, maybe a month and a half, she has a wedding planned to her same-sex partner. Mm-hmm. And we are praying, my husband and I are praying with all our hearts, that God would stop that wedding, but that more than that, that she would rediscover her true identity in Christ, and that she would not think that she needs to choose a sexual identity over how she was created in the image of God. Mm.
Boy, she's blessed to have you, Melanie. What a dear mom you are. I can just hear the love in your voice for your dear girl. Well, let's pray right now. Father in heaven, I thank you for Melanie. I thank you for her and her husband and their love for their dear daughter. And together, we just pray for this dear girl. We pray in the name of Jesus, even now as we stand together in agreement, Father, that you'd pour out your spirit in a fresh new way, that this dear girl would be awakened even now to the value of her soul, to the reality of the call of God on her life, that her eyes would be open and her ears would be unstuck and her heart would awaken to your identity, your mark on her, your call for her. I pray you'd put people in her life, even now, today, and tomorrow, and the next day, that speak the life-giving truth that will set her free. We just pray God's richest blessings on this dear girl, and we pray you would intervene in her life and in her path in the most divine, miraculous way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie.
Thank you, Melanie. God bless you. 877-933-2484. Talk to me Thursday. The topic today is how can we pray for your prodigal? And that can mean anybody in your life that you love that's far from God. Hi, Denise, checking in from Fargo. How are you today?
Hi. Great, Susie.
Good.
Thanks for having your program on this subject.
Absolutely.
I actually have two adult sons who have been involved in drugs and selling drugs. One's a kind of a passive prodigal. The other one is more of an aggressive one. The passive one is living a good life, but good life according to him, but he's cleaned up and everything, but he has trouble acknowledging that God has anything to do with where he's at. My other son actually has gone through treatment and is doing really well, but likewise has trouble acknowledging where his blessings are coming from. Mm-hmm. And they both accepted Christ at a young age before they were even 10 years old. So they know what it's all about, but have really turned their back on any relationship at this point.
Bless your heart, Mama. You know, this is from the book, Your Powerful Prayers, and I just want to read it because I think you'll totally relate. I wrote, just as John expressed in 3 John 4, I have no greater joy than to know my children are walking in truth. There's truly no greater sorrow than when our children aren't walking in the truth that will set them free. And so here's a prayer that I'd written in the book, Denise, that I just want to pray for your boys, all right? And let's just stand together. Precious Lord, here I am again, lifting up our loved ones to you. Draw them near by the power of your Spirit. Heal their deepest wounds. Make their crooked ways straight. Open their eyes where they're blind. Dear God, drive a wedge between every person and circumstance that the enemy is using to send a lying message to them. Line their path with people and circumstances that speak life-giving, soul-restoring truth until they're totally free. May a revival break out all over our nation. May the prodigals come home. May the weary be restored and the broken be healed. We wait for you, God, to do what only you can do. You hear us when we pray. Help every brokenhearted mom and dad to rest in the promise that you love their loved ones far more passionately than we do. And may we trust you so deeply in the process that we're able to choose joy in the meantime. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I do pray, Lord, that you would specifically heal Denise, that she would know restoration even before the breakthrough comes. But I pray that her eyes will one day, her faith will become sight, and her eyes will see beyond what she even dreamed is possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Awesome prayer, Susie. Mm,
thank you. God bless you, Denise. Don't give up hope. 877-933-2484. Let's try to get one more call before the break. We've got Alice checking in from El Paso. Hey, Alice, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well as well. How can we pray for you today?
Yes, I'd like to pray for my son and his wife. And lift him up to for prayer.
Okay. You don't have to say more if you don't want to. Why don't you just start with that?
Okay. And for my daughter as well.
Okay. Well, Lord, I just lift up Alice to you, and I pray for her son and his wife and Alice's daughter. And, Lord, you know what's going on in their life, and I pray, God, that you'd raise up laborers for this harvest. You'd raise up people that they would bump into by some divine connection that would love them, speak truth to them, and be used by you to bring the word that they need. Whatever it is underneath the surface that's keeping them from believing you, Lord, the one true God that loved them with an everlasting love, do what you need to do, God, to open their eyes, to awaken their hearts. And we pray that you draw them in, not only so this dear mama can see their kids return to the faith, but that this mom can see these kids be used by you as they serve you with their whole hearts. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're going to pause here and take a break. But Kathy from Venice Heights, if you're able to hold on, we'll take your call on the other side. It is Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, how can we pray for your prodigal? We'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. That's a toll-free call. You can even call anonymously, no problem. We've got five copies of Carol Barnier's book, Engaging Today's Prodigal, Clear Thinking, New Approaches, and Reason for Hope. Two copies of my book, Your Powerful Prayers. Email if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address, and we'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And every Thursday, we're doing this kind of new feature. I think it's about our fourth week. It's called Talk to Me Thursday, where you are the guest. And that's bold and audacious, because if you don't show up, who am I going to talk to? The question today is, how can we pray for your prodigal? You sure can call anonymously. And we want to guard your prodigal's story even, so you don't have to give their name if you don't want, or even too many details. But we want to stand together. And I'm telling you what, I am believing God's going to do something great. And we're going to see a mass sea of prodigals come back home. So don't let yourself be in the small story where the enemy is indicting you, saying this is all your fault. None of us parent perfectly. We all make mistakes, but our kids have wills of their own. But I'm telling you, you can become a better warrior in this thing. You can learn how to stand in your identity, stand in faith in your authority, and pray for that child, that adult child. And no demon in hell can stop you. That's just true. Your power, your prayer is powerful. You stand in the authority of Christ. You keep praying. You keep your heart tender. And you remember, this is not about you. I really believe that's the way to navigate this kind of landscape. Give me a call, 877-933-2484. Kathy's checking in from Badness Heights. Hey, Kathy, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. And how can we pray for your prodigal?
I would just like some prayers for my daughter, who has, chosen the way of addiction and alcoholism, and has, given up everything, including her children, for the desire of, substance. And I would just like to pray that the devil takes his hands off her.
Amen.
And God fills her heart and keeps pursuing her.
Mm. Well, we're going to pray for you too, Kathy.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine the heartbreak that you must feel. And we are going to pray. And I promise you this. I mean, God promises he's not going to stop pursuing her. But let's pray together. And friends listening today, you hear the heartbreak in Kathy's voice. Can we just join together? Wherever you're at, man, stretch out your arms on behalf of Kathy as we gather together on behalf of Kathy's dear daughter, who's held captive right now in the bondage just of addiction. And Father, we come before you. We appeal before you. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to ask you to be good, because you already are good. We don't have to ask you to care for Kathy's daughter, because you already do care for her. You're pursuing her. But we appeal to you. Put faith in our hearts. I pray, first of all, that you'd heal Kathy's heart, all that this dear woman has endured because of a broken heart, because she knows the sorrow of one who's walked away. I pray you'd tend to her, heal her, bring her the kind of friends that she needs right now. But now together, Lord, we lift up this dear girl. And Lord, we come before you with the authority of Christ in us. We condemn every work of the enemy against her. We cut off every scheme, every curse that's attached and fashioned to her. And I pray that these sins, these things that she's attached to would fail her immensely soon, and that she would come to the end of this captivity so that she could start to pursue freedom. I pray you cover her, Lord God, with your protection and your mercy and grace. I pray you keep her from making life choices that will follow her forever. I ask you that bring this addiction to a swift end. I pray you'd intervene in a way that only you can, so that there'll be a day that Kathy testifies to the miraculous intervention of the Father in heaven. We commit this girl to you. We commit her story to you. And I again pray that you'd heal Kathy's dear heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Susie, and you were just awesome. That just set apart.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for your prayer.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. God bless you. Wow, 877-933-2484. It's a toll-free call. How can we pray for your prodigal? That's what we want to know. You can call anonymously if you need to. Talking to Allie now from Roseville. Hey, Allie, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good. How can we pray for you today?
Good. Today I actually just called. I just wanted to pray for my husband. He has not yet accepted Jesus as his Savior, and I feel like he's so close. And I just really want him to accept him and have that breakthrough and really, really understand what that's about.
Hmm. Oh, Allie, what a dear wife you are. I could just hear the love you have in your heart for him. And let's pray right now. And friends listening, praying for Allie's husband. And you should hear it in Allie's heart as well. Lord, we just pray, first of all, for Allie. I just ask you to hold her heart and hold the weight of this so that she would sense your light and easy yoke. And I know that seems impossible in the midst of such painful, hard circumstances, but I pray you'd infuse her with joy. I pray you'd infuse her with faith. I feel too, Allie, I'm supposed to say that there is a verse that God wants you to attach to, anchor to, like an inheritance verse that he has for you that's written over your marriage. I pray, God, if that's true, if I heard that right, you'd show her an inheritance verse that she can grab hold of and not let go. And now we commit her husband to you, Lord. We just pray that you'd remove his heart of stone and give him a heart of flesh, a heart that absolutely beats for you, that he would not only come to you, but he'd accelerate in his growth with you and rise up quickly to become the spiritual leader of this home. I pray that his hunger for your word and your presence and for the things of God would challenge and inspire Allie. I pray that what the enemy has meant for evil in his life, you would turn for good, and her own eyes would see the kingdom come in her home. We just commit him to you in this marriage to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. God bless you, dear one. 877-933-2484. We've got Sue checking in from North Dakota. Hey, Sue, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Susie?
Doing well. Good to hear from you. How can we pray for you today?
I would like you to pray for my youngest daughter to help her. She's going to outpatient treatment right now for drug and alcohol addiction. And I just pray that the Lord will take the cravings away and to help her find God and help her to find a job that she likes that's not so stressful.
And you said she's in treatment right now?
Yep, she's in outpatient treatment.
Okay. All right. Let's pray, okay? Father,
okay.
I thank you for Sue, and I thank you for her love for her daughter, and we commit her daughter to you. And as she walks through outpatient treatment, I pray, God, that you'd bring her angelic warriors, and you assign angels to us. That's what the Bible says, but they flank her and protect her, guard her path, guide her path. I pray you'd bring good, good friends into her life that would shore her up as well, protect her from bad influences. And I pray, God, even in this outpatient treatment, she would acquire a taste for the things of God. She would acquire a taste for that which strengthens her, and she'd absolutely lose her taste for that which weakens her. I pray that even the taste or the thought of it would just be icky to her. I just pray, God, that she would start to get a fresh vision for what is possible and that her story is now just beginning. I pray your favor would surround her in such a way that doors would open that shouldn't otherwise open, that she would have favor with a certain boss who would hire her. And I ask you, line her path with your promises so that she's, when she looks back, when it's all said and done, all she can do is testify to your goodness, your grace, and your kindness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear. I think we can sneak one more call in here, Matt, before the bottom of the hour break. Nancy's checking in from Oakdale. Hey, Nancy, how are you today?
I'm good. I just wanted to call with a word of encouragement for all those people that are praying. I have two nephews that got involved with drugs and alcohol, and we prayed so long and so hard for them. And I used to pray the prodigal prayer that they would come to themselves. And I just wanted to let you know that they have. One's been sober for the last three, and the other one is now sober almost 18 months. So God does answer prayers.
He does, Nancy, and someone needed to hear that today. And I opened the show with a story from my book, Your Powerful Prayers, where I had one that just had a kind of a church hurt, so he just wandered to the fringes. But the other one went partying, you know. Both broke my heart, but the same kind of thing, going after it in prayer. And then all of a sudden, finding my own identity settled in Christ and then praying from a place of rest and not panic, God allowed certain storms to come into their lives that activated their root systems, and they are back on track. And I need to testify to that as well, that there are lots of stories like this where kids come back around. Yep. And thank you, Nancy, for just caring so much that you would testify to that. God bless you and thank you.
Thank you for your great program.
Wow. Thank you. Honored to be here. Wow. I think let's try to grab Lisa from Nevada if we can before the break. Hey, Lisa, how are you today?
Fine. Thanks, Susie. How are you?
Good. We're coming up close on a break, but I want to make sure I can pray for you. Can you share anything?
I just wanted to reply to those that have prodigals. I had a daughter that was in addiction for 15 plus years that is clean and sober now for 4 years and doing well. And she has a good job and she's doing well. There is hope. There is hope. She went through rehab twice. The first time was a failure, obviously. But I just wanted to let those mothers know that there is hope. There is hope. Don't give up.
Lisa, you are a superhero. I know you probably wouldn't say that about yourself, but when you walk through something like that and you endure something like that and then you call in to encourage others, that is amazing. Thank you for the call today. Love it. Wow. This is Live the Promise, and it's Talk to Me Thursday, and the question we're asking is, how can we pray for your prodigal? I see a couple more calls coming in. 877-933-2484. You can email me, too, Susie@myfaithradio.com, and we will be back in a minute. Very happy Thursday to you. It is Talk to Me Thursday, where we pick a question, we throw it out, and you are the guest. And the question today, none of these questions we've been asking over the weeks are easy questions. What are you afraid of? What does your self-talk sound like? They're meant to provoke deeper conversation. Well, today, it's how can we pray for your prodigal? And you can call anonymously if you'd like. Want to respect your prodigal story, maybe only give a first name, limited information, but enough so we can pray. 877-933-2484. We see the anonymous caller, Don from Florida and Lorna from St. Cloud. We're going to get to you in a moment, but I want to play a clip from Carol Barnier. She was raised in a Christian home. Then she became an atheist. Then she became an atheist evangelist, where she became so ambitious about luring other Christians away from Christ because she was so disillusioned with the church. And then God arrested her heart in the deepest way. She came back. And this book, Engaging Today's Prodigal, Clear Thinking, New Approaches and Reasons for Hope, is excellent. We've got five copies, thanks to Moody Publishers. If you want in on the drawing, just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Please remember your mailing address. Let's listen in where she talks about the difference between advising our kids, our adult, young adult kids, and badgering them. Let's listen in.
Well, advising them is generally when you're sharing something for the first time. So my guess is, by the time your child's 18 or 19, they pretty much know your view on new things. Now, that isn't always the case. I mean, there are times even now, my 25-year-old son will come to me and going, you know, this happened and that happened, and I've got this boss and this is going on. What do you think I should do? So here we have an invitation to advise. But you know what? If I came in to him like 7 weeks in a row and said, did you stand up to that boss yet? Did you hang on to that? You know, you need to tell him. You know, at that point, he already knows my view, and I've crossed over into badgering. So you have to think, is it new? Is it fresh? And is it something that's helpful? And beyond once or twice, you got to stop it.
Okay. Do focus on boundaries, not on behavior.
If you a lot of parents start focusing on the behaviors of their child, you know, they've got a tattoo, they're smoking, they're living with their girlfriend, they're doing drugs and all those kind of things. And I understand particularly when you get into those things that are really life endangering. I understand why those are a bigger issue. But let's say we're just talking about they go out and drink with their friends and such. We can get so caught up in trying to get their behavior to change that it then becomes about behavior, not about heart issues, not about salvation issues. And the way I try to make it clear to parents is I say, if you turn to your son and he said, you know what, I'm tired of hearing this, just give me a list. Just give me a list, all the things you want me to do. And then starting tomorrow, he gets up and he moves out from being with his girlfriend and he quits his job at the bar and he gets a job someplace else and he starts college again. He starts going to church every Sunday and he's shaking hands with all the sweet little old ladies at the back of the church and he doesn't swear and all these wonderful things are happening. What have you done toward his heart? He's learned how to play the game, but he hasn't had any change in his heart. In fact, if you focus only on the behaviors, you're sending a secret message to your children, and that is, it really is more important to me how you look to others. That's really what I'm about here. Because, and sometimes that is what it's about. I mean, sometimes we have to admit there's a not insignificant part of personal pride involved and how our kid makes us look as parents. But when you focus on those behaviors, you end up pushing this child farther from the very God that you want him to embrace.
Good information. That was my interview some time ago with Carol Barnier. She's author of the book, Engaging Today's Prodigal, Clear Thinking, New Approaches, and Reasons for Hope. As I said, Moody generously gave us 5 copies. So if you want in on the drawing, just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address. It is Talk to Me Thursday. So the question of the day is, how can we pray for your prodigal? We've got an anonymous caller waiting. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for having me. I have 2 prodigals, we adopted a boy from Russia when he was 8, and a lot of the damage was done. We did our very best to get him every kind of help we could, and once he turned 18, he was out on his own and figuring out life and making every bad choice he possibly can. So just wish he could make a good choice. You know, he's been arrested and drugs and alcohol and all of that, of course. And you know, it's hard because we have to know what's happening. We don't have a lot of contact with him, but just would appreciate prayers for him. His name's Nick. Just prayers that God could surround him with some good people and he could start to repent from his sins. And we didn't, you know, raise him that way. But any bad choice he can make, he just kind of lives in the moment type of a mentality.
I can hear the fatigue and the weariness in your heart. And can I pray for you too?
Sure. I was just going to add, as a result of the drama that went on in our household, now my oldest biological child is really struggling at college, and she's not making very good choices herself. So it's just, it's hard because we've kind of gone through it with one, and now we are going through it with her, and just it's hard for her to make good, healthy choices and get on track. And we're very active with our church family, and my both of them know right from wrong. So, I mean, it's in there. It's just a matter of finding it. And I'd say, you know, my daughter's faith gets less and less every day. So,
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this dear sister, and I hear the weariness in her voice even, and I pray, God, that you would lead her by still waters, that you'd give her some time away and some just necessary time of replenishment. I pray, God, you'd make time and space in her schedule even just to rest in you, to hear from you, to get a fresh word from you that would buoy her up again and shore her up again. And Lord, I pray that as she recovers and rests in you, that you would raise up other people for these two kids of hers to evangelize, to reach out to love, to be spokespeople for you, Lord, ambassadors of the kingdom in a way that they can hear and listen to and learn from, even aspire to. I pray that you'd put people in their path that they would admire and want to hear from. And Spirit of God, I just ask you, bring conviction where they need conviction. I pray that your kindness would lead them to repentance, God. And we ask you to protect them from making any life-damaging choices during this time of wandering. And Lord, bring them home. We ask you, bring them home. And we love you, Lord. We say thank you in your name. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. God bless you. Wow. 877-933-2484. I want to say a special shout out to Lorna and Don for your patience in holding. Lorna, checking in from St. Cloud. How are you today, Lorna?
I'm trying to hang in there. I have two prodigals, and I'm sorry I'm so emotional, but I haven't been getting much sleep lately. Just, I need to trust the Lord more. But I believe that my prodigals are a part. I have mental illness, and I think part of me not being able to be there for them has caused their decisions. And it's my sin is ever before me, and I've asked them for forgiveness, and I'm trying to get help. And I have a daughter who is on meth and another daughter who's living with her boyfriend out of wedlock with a child. And I just pray that the Lord can restore my sleep and that I can become stronger and that he come out of this.
Okay, Lorna, I want to say a few things to you. I bless you. If I could hug your neck and squeeze you in a big hug, I would absolutely do that right now. When David said, my sin is ever before me, you got to know we're under the new covenant. And first of all, mental illness is not a sin, and we all make our mistakes. But being under the new covenant, your sin doesn't have to be before you. His righteousness is now before you. And the Bible says that he's made us perfect while he's making us holy. So your sin isn't even ever before God. So when God sees you, he sees Jesus' Spirit, his righteousness in you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And nothing will destroy you in your sleep more than sitting in shame and guilt that Jesus already paid for. So I want to pray for you, first of all, that you would come into a fresh awareness that, you know, the Bible says we look to him and no shame darkens our faces. So whatever you dealt with, there is mercy. Whatever mistakes you've made, whatever mistakes I've made, thank the Lord they're covered under the blood. But when you're dealing with mental illness here, that's not a sin. That's a struggle. And he's with you in your struggle. So we're going to pray that that condemnation be just banished from you. Shame is banished from you. You accept mercy for the choices you made. And then you pray from a place of authority because you're an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. And one of the verses that's coming right now that I refer to a lot, it's James 4:7, and it says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Submit to God means get back in rank. And we get out of rank by bad attitude, by unbelief, by sin, but also by not believing the truth about who we are. So coming into condemnation, it puts us out of rank where we're not understanding our rightful place. You get back in rank by saying, I am an heir of God. I am covered in God's mercy and his grace. So you submit to God. That's get back in rank. And then it says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Because you don't have authority when you're not under authority. So, Lorna, once you get back under authority, now you rise up in that authority. And you say, devil, you've been messing with me long enough. I reject rejection. I reject shame. I reject condemnation. There is no condemnation for me because I'm in him. So talk to him. And you pray, and you shut him down. And then from that place of authority and holy confidence, then you go after your kids in prayer and you say, Lord, you take my little offering. I meant well. I didn't do it all perfect. Multiply to meet their needs. Put people in their path. And you pray from a place of confidence and assurance that you are in right standing with the Lord as you do your business with him. And you can know when you pray, heaven moves. I'm telling you what, something changes when we pray from that place. Pray that encourages you today, but I'm going to pray right now for those kids of yours. Jesus, we pray for these two dear girls, and I thank you, God, that you are not done pursuing them, that I pray they would sense you. I pray that they would have dreams about you, Lord. I pray you'd put people in their path once again that would speak truth and would speak life to them, and I pray as you are pursuing them, you would shore up Lorna, and she would know a new grace that she's never known before. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your grace, and that no shame ever, ever needs to darken our countenance ever, ever again because of what you did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
May you be richly blessed for coming alongside me in a hard time. I appreciate it with all my heart. I'm so thankful for this program.
Lorna, we're thankful for you. And if you will give Aaron your address, I'll send you a copy of my book, Your Powerful Prayers, because I talk a lot in there about being an heir. And I just think God's going to take you from shame to holy confidence in your prayers. And I just watch out, devil, when you start to pray from that place. So I really want you to get a copy of that. So we'll send one to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. God bless you, dear. Ah, so precious. 877-933-2484. Let's get Don from Geneva, Florida. Hey, Don, thanks so much for holding.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. And how are you?
Very well, thank you. I was listening to the program. It was the first time I ever called. And I really wanted to pray for my children. I have an oldest son of mine that's 26. Which he's a single daddy. He's a good daddy. He has cancer the past 3 years, so he's battling with that. And he's just, I believe so strongly in the Lord. I am a child of God, and I know that your children's children, and there's a legacy that's behind that. You know, the power of blood is very strong. But if he could just, feel the heat of the Holy Ghost, for him just to feel how loved he is and not to worry. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Like, so I want to make sure I heard this right. So he's a single dad. He's battling cancer. Did you say he's battling in his faith as well?
Yeah, because sometimes I tell him, well, just leave it up to God, you know, let's just leave it in God's hands. And, you know, and I'm trying to be positive. I'm not, I feel sarcasm is what I feel in the response.
From him, you mean, about faith? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you think most of this is around the cancer, that he's afraid and and maybe even hurt by God that he got this cancer? And
Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad because he has so much life. And if he knew, you know, which I know he knows, but I'm kind of lost for words.
Yeah.
But I'm lost for words.
That's okay. You know, just having loved ones who've battled cancer, there is something that happens when you walk through that, where it's like, God, you could have stopped this, but you didn't. And every person who has cancer or loves someone with cancer has to reckon with that. And that, especially if you're the person who's got the cancer, it's a hard place to go, but God can handle it, you know? And so if he's hurt by God, if he's feeling just hurt that God let this happen, God can handle that. So let's just pray that he notices and feels God's kindness in the midst of his own hurt and his own questions, because he's a very present help in times of trouble. He's not shame, you know, he's not shaming your son for not handling his cancer rightly, you know. He's a good God.
No.
So, yeah.
I know there's a reason behind everything. I just would hope that he could actually, I have so much hope for him, but that he could actually see and know the difference. Does that make any sense?
Pray.
To walk in, just to have, you know, to be faithful and have grace, not to walk with your head down, you know?
Well, let's do this. Let's pray now.
Love.
Yep, I love it. Now, you're a good mama. Well, Father, I lift up Don's dear son to you, and we just pray together for him. I pray even now as we pray, he would sense that he's being prayed for. I pray joy would fill his heart and hope would rise up within him, and he would know that you are a good father, that you are with him, and that this battle is not beyond your control. And I just pray, God, you'd intervene in a way that forever changes him. I pray he would have one of those conversations and experiences with you that he can always point back to, is that just declares there's a God in heaven and he is good and he keeps his word. Invade his circumstances even now, Lord, and take what the enemy's meant for evil and turn it for good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear Don, thank you. We have to break here, but thank you. God bless you, dear mama. You're a good mama, I can tell. Wow, this is Talk to Me Thursday, and today we're talking about prodigals. How can we pray for your prodigal? One segment left here, 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. How God feels about those who've wandered away, the prodigal. Look at the prodigal parable, the story Jesus tells. That son who is from a long way off after squandering his father's goodness, squandering his father's gifts, and he's coming back home to be a slave. And the father runs to him and wraps him up. Before he even says a word, he wraps him up. This is how God feels about his kids who've wandered away. Do not give up hope. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. And Talk to Me Thursday. We just pick a topic, and you are the guest. And the topic today is, how can we pray for your prodigal? We just got a few minutes left. Probably can take a couple more calls. 877-933-2484. Renee, we're going to get your call in a minute, but we're going to hear one more clip from Carol Barnier about answering the questions of prodigals. Let's listen in.
Well, I mean, I had questions like, how can the proof for the Bible be the Bible? I mean, that's really circular reasoning, just a basic logics course. You would never, ever accept that kind of substantiation for something in any other venue. There's no place where you would allow that. But suddenly here we are saying, why is the Bible true? Well, the Bible's true because the Bible says it's true. And I remember thinking, if that's all it takes, I'm going to write a book. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I'm going to say, everything in this is true because Carol says it's true. And everything in it would be my new religion where you send me all your money. It's like, really? Is that all it takes? Mm. So, you know, I knew that that wasn't good enough. And sometimes for people who hadn't thought of those questions, you get something like, well, that's just the mystery of God. Or they just kind of shrug and going, well, that's where faith comes in. And, you know, and those were convenient answers that worked for them. But there really were better answers that we need to be giving our kids and preparing.
And so give us a better answer if someone asks that question.
Well, the some of the reasons for believing the biblical record are grounded, first of all, just in archaeology and just opening up a map. You know, I can open up a map and find the city of Damascus. You know, it still exists. So we look at the Bible very often as a sort of spiritual guidance book, but we don't look at it as an historical record. And that's a shame. We are missing a huge portion of the value in the Bible. I mean, it's an amazing historical record. And I remember C.S. Lewis saying, I know when I'm reading fantasy, I know when I'm reading fiction, and I know when I'm reading a historical record. And there are portions of the Bible that are clearly historical record. And not only does geography support it, but there's just a lot of wonderful discoveries in archaeology. It seems like every year there's just something that suddenly supports the biblical record that everybody had doubts about previously. So those are kind of fun. But then also there are books that were written by people, contemporaries of the time, who were not part of the church, not part of the, in fact, they were sometimes antagonistic toward the church, who still in their own books, extra biblical records, support some of the things in the biblical records. So there's just a lot of reasons why, you know, you'll never have this out-and-out proof for God, but you can get to a point where the leap of faith is much smaller.
That's just a portion of Carol Barnier from the book, Engaging Today's Prodigal. We just have time for maybe one to two calls. Monica's checking in from Hartford. Hey, oh, Monique, I'm so sorry. Monique, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. How can we pray for you?
Actually, I'm a prodigal coming home at this time.
Really?
And yes, and I, you know, just wanted you guys to just pray for my strength and I just keep the faith. For a long time, I've been doing my own thing, and it seems to not be working.
Big surprise, right?
Very far.
Wow. Well, welcome home, so, first of all. Wow.
Yes, thank you, thank you. It actually feels good. I'm feeling a difference in my life. I'm seeing so many different things. So many more doors are opening opening for me now, and it's really exciting. And actually, it's even brought my mom and I closer, and that I'm very happy for.
Wow, we are just thrilled for you, Monique. And you know, the Bible talks about letting the peace of God rule and reign in your heart. That is such a gift. When you have the Prince of Peace residing in your spirit, and you can use that sense of God's peace just as a guiding factor of, am I taking the next right step or not? You know what I mean? I just feel like I'm supposed to tell you that as you take your next steps, stay in the place of peace, remember God's grace, and just focus on His love for you, because His love for you is so much greater even than your love for Him. His hold on you is greater than your hold on Him. But can I pray for you?
Absolutely.
Well, Jesus, thank you for Monique, this dear prodigal who's just come home. We celebrate with her. We thank you for this beautiful, beautiful girl. And I just pray, God, that as she says, that doors would continue to open up for her, that you'd bring her new friends and you'd activate old, healthy, good friendships, and that you would lead her in the way that she should go. I pray, God, that her latter years would be far more blessed than her former years, and more, your purpose for her would come alive in her and through her, and you would give her a platform where she can start to tell her story to encourage others who've wandered from the faith. Thank you for Monique. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And God bless you.
And you, Monique. Thanks for calling. Okay, we're getting to Renee from Grand Forks, who's been patient as can be. Hey, Renee, sorry for the wait. You're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. I need prayer. My sister, she thinks she's a medium. She has things talking to her, and I don't know how to reach her. She doesn't believe in the Bible anymore, and I just don't know what to do to help her.
Wow. Well, we're running low on time, and I don't want to waste a moment. I think my prayers are much better than any words I can offer, Renee. But first of all, I just love your love for your sister. So let's just pray together for her, can we?
Yes, please.
Jesus, I thank you for Renee and her heart for her sister. I ask God, even right now, that you would raise up warring angels to fight for Renee. And Lord, with the authority of Christ in us, we just plead the blood over Renee's sister, that all of these paths that she's taking that are so dangerous, that you block them in Jesus' name. I pray that you'd hem her in, you'd protect her, you'd open her eyes where she's blind, and you would save her, God. Bring people to her. Again and again, people are just turned around by somebody speaking truth in life. Would you bring people into Renee's sister's life? Would you save her even from herself in these choices, we pray. Cut off every demonic scheme against her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Wow. Thank you, Renee. Thanks for holding and thanks for the call. All right, we're going to wrap in prayer. And this prayer is from my book, Your Powerful Prayers. So let's just pray this together. Lord in heaven, hear my earnest plea. Overwhelm my loved ones with your presence, with your conviction and your love. Align them with your divine purposes for them. Jesus, do what only you can do. Encounter them, woo them, draw them, protect them, and establish them in your highest and best purposes for them. With the authority of Christ in me, I condemn the works of the enemy against my children, my loved ones. I stand in the gap and I command the forces of evil to stand down. I command unrighteousness to shut its mouth, and with the sword of the Lord, I cut off and cut down every scheme of the enemy, every one of his attempts to derail my loved ones. Protect them from life-altering mistakes and missteps. Lead them not into temptation. Deliver them from evil. Give them godly friends, high discernment, and strength to walk away from bad influences. Provide godly mentors and great employment. And help me, dear Lord, to walk through this difficult season with strength, favor, and grace. In Jesus' powerful name I pray. Amen. Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Thanks for sharing your stories and your lives. It's such an honor to do this journey with you, and we will meet you back here next time.